radiate the thyroid, and you have to watch and monitor and have tests. So she's ready to go. Her foster mom would have adopted her. She was that good of a cat, but the foster mom had to move out of state. So she's up for adoption. She's at our shelter in Kent. She's okay with cats, but probably really prefers to be, with all truth, the only cat. She is very talkative, microchipped already, and just really enjoys being around people. So she's an all-around good cat, senior cat, and again, she's ready to go for adoption. So,
and you've got this special deal. She would qualify as an adult cat that you can adopt for just $30, everything included, right?
Right. The license.
Any of our cats that we talked about today could be adopted cheap.
Yes.
So if you're looking to add a kitty to your family, King County Animal Care and Control is the place to do it. And if you're interested in any of the animals we mentioned or our Polly, our 10-year-old Polly, you can see her, at the Kent shelter today until 6?
Right. And tomorrow open 3 to 7, and the rest of the week we're open. So, yes, we have so many great felines that would just add joy to your home. So don't forget to look at them when we're open at Kent.
All right, and if you've got questions, you can give them a call, 206-296-7387. Nancy, thanks for the Pet of the Week today, and we will talk to you twice next week. We'll have a new Pet of the Week, and then we'll also have a full report on King County Animal Care and Control.
Sounds good. Thanks so much,
All right,
Martha.
Thanks, Nancy. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that wraps us up for this hour. We're going to turn this right around, so stay where you are, and then we just have nothing but Mary Gettin and whales. Well, maybe some dolphins and porpoises and not just orcas, but humpbacks and grays and everything thrown in. So we got another full hour to go. Stay with us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk with Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk with Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World while we're on the air in a couple of different ways. You can give us a call and jot these numbers down, because we will give away one more copy of Mary's book a little later in the hour. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you're outside of our local calling range, the toll-free number is 888-298-KKNW, which is 888-298-5569. And I've been neglecting to tell you that, or remind you, that you can send us an email in the studio to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And as long as we're on the air, Gary checks that mailbox, and we'll get your email directly in the studio. So if you've got questions or comments for Mary, we're not going to open the phone lines for online discussions, but you can certainly shoot us an email, or you can call Sandy and tell her what you want to know or you need more information about, and she will pass that along. Now, if you need to get a hold of Animal World outside of the show, and you can do that anytime through the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. There's lots of good information for you there. You can pick up the stream from that website. You can click on the audio archives and get past shows to listen to. There are links to all of our advertisers and sponsors, which is how you keep us on the air, of course, is by supporting them and thanking them for supporting Animal World. Click on current events for the current event stuff, and shelters and services for a lot of other good stuff as well. And if you need my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, you certainly can send me an email to get started, and you can do that through the website and hit the Contact Martha button, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. But keep in mind, I don't work via email. I doubt, Mary, you do either, probably, unless, because you really need to connect with somebody, you need to talk to them. So you can send me an email, but invariably you'll hear back from me and say, call me, because if you have a problem with your animal friends or know someone that does, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So it's always worth calling me, because I'll chat with you about what's going on. If I can solve your problem for free quickly in a few minutes, I will. If I'm the best one to work with you, I'll tell you how I work and what's involved. And if I'm not, I probably know who is, so I'll refer you on. So it's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and the phone number is 206-525-2016. 206-525-2016. If you need to get a hold of Sandy Gaston, you can reach her through her website, www.animalnature.com. Animalnature.com. And Sandy, I forget it. Phone number, is it the 364 number or okay. So it's the number you can reach Sandy at is 206-200-6536. 206-200-6536. Now, if you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email if you can, because it's easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. And if for some reason you need to post something through the U.S. Mail Service to Animal World, the mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. If you want more of Gary Hill, you can listen to his sports radio show Monday evenings, Sports Tangle, 8 to 9 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And that website's www.sportstangle.com, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, you want more of Mary Geddon? Let's see. Now, Mary, you said you've got a special discounted price for your book.
That's right.
If you don't get to wear to win one, you can buy one if you do it through Mary's website.
Correct.
You can get it for $11.
$11.
Wow. That's cheap, Alolo. Normally it's $15.95. So cheap price. And Mary's website, real simple, www.marygetten. Mary's like Mary, M-A-R-Y. Getten is G-E-T-T-E-N.com. Marygetten.com. And Mary, you do still work. You work as an animal communicator, and you do private sessions over the phone.
Correct. I work with animals over the phone. I teach workshops in animal communication, flower essences for animals, animal death, reconnecting with nature.
Yeah, and you do, and of course, then you do all these wonderful tours,
right?
Trips with the whales and the dolphins, and hopefully we'll have time to discuss those in more detail. But so anyway, if you can't reach Mary through her website, marygetten.com, here's a phone number for you. Don't call it now because she's not answering her phone. She's here, but you could leave a message.
Yes.
Her number's 360-459-4058. That's 360-459-4058. And I'll give you her contact information again before the end of the show. All right, we're going to get back to our discussion about Mary's book, Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and kind of forgetting where we left off.
Sex.
Oh, that's right.
We're gonna, how could you forget
that? Oh, my. Well, I don't know how to tactfully put this. I was a little amazed at the size you discovered of a particular organ.
And so
tell us how you got into the sex discussion and what you found out with these whales.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons we wanted to know about the sex was because these whales come together in groups, and you'll see mating activity. You don't actually see mating at the surface. You'll see a lot of rolling and rubbing, and sometimes you'll see a sea snake go by.
Yeah. I'm reading this book, and you're talking about sea snakes, and I'm thinking, what, how the heck are sea snakes getting into this thing? I mean, do they just swim up to the group? Yeah. You weren't talking about snakes.
No. They swim out of the male.
But the male appendage, I guess. Gary, you have to, how big are these sea snakes?
Oh, they're a good 6-7 feet long. I don't know.
Can you imagine, Gary?
You know, down in Baja in the cabin.
And they're pink, right?
They're pink with sort of spots, dark spots on them. But when you go down to Baja with the gray whales, they call it Pink Floyd down there.
Pink Floyd. But so all of a sudden, sometimes they just come out?
Yeah, when they're excited, they come out.
Wave around
and
when they're rolling.
Yeah, you'll see one go flying by as they're rolling around on the surface. And so science could never understand exactly who was mating with who and how that was happening. And a lot of times we would see two males at the surface rubbing and, displaying. So that was a subject I really wanted to ask the whales about. And it was fascinating to find out that it was based on the females. The females choose who they're going to mate with. It's the males don't decide. The males announce their readiness was the way they said.
Oh, okay. The males announce
their
readiness.
They'll announce they're ready, and the females announce they're ready, and there may be some courtship. But some males will mate with several females at a time, and that usually happens when two or more pods come together. Because they're not mating within the pod. It's an extended family group. So genetically, that wouldn't be good for them.
Oh, okay. And they apparently know that, huh?
They know that.
So they like J pod will mate with like K pod or L pod.
Right. Exactly.
And then there's some other groups of whales, orcas. There aren't just the three pods around here.
Right.
There are transients
that are a different family, a different type even, in that they eat mainly marine mammals, so seals, sea lions, other whales. Hmm. Our local resident orcas are primarily fish eaters. And so there's those two groups. They don't really intermix, although Granny said that occasionally there might be a mating between the two of them, but, you know, it was pretty sketchy on that. But there's a third group called the offshores,
which
we rarely see in here, and they don't know hardly anything about those guys.
And it was fascinating, but Granny was able to give you a lot of information about these other whales.
Yeah, and there were other interesting things, too, about that she said that there, the southern resident community will occasionally mate with some of the northern residents, which live up on the north end of Vancouver Island up into southeast Alaska.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
It was interesting. A lot of the information you got was, it was, some of it was contradictory to what this, mm-hmm. this, what scientists thought they already knew about the whales. But anyway, let's finish up on the sex department, because there's, they seem to be a lot, very enlightened on this subject.
Right.
And they can, they're aware of whether or not they choose to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, because they can control that mentally.
Right.
They often engage in sexual activity for fun and the sheer pleasure of it.
Right. I would say that orcas and dolphins in general are a lot more like humans in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many species are, you know, here's, this is the mating season, and that's when it happens. But dolphins are anytime, any place, you know, bring it on.
Yeah.
So you do see mating at all times of the year. You can have calves at any time of the year.
But then what really was amazing to me is that the elders will educate the youngsters.
Right.
So
the older females more or less teach the young males how to have sex.
Is that a hoot or what?
I think it's great.
Yeah, but it's like, so sometimes granny would engage with her own male offspring.
Or her
grandchildren nephews or grandchildren
or nephews,
whatever.
Things like that, yeah.
And to them, it's just natural and easy and fun and feels good. And they don't have any judgmental hang-ups like we do.
No. One of my favorite things I think Ruffles ever said to me was when I was asking him about why we see males sometimes rolling at the surface together.
Oh, the males together, yeah.
Right. And he said, pleasure is pleasure. He said, it doesn't matter if it's a male or a female.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's great.
Told you we'd get into some prep stuff here. All right. We need to take care of advertisers and sponsors. For the first time in this hour, we will do that. And then more about the whales. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound animal owners have been able to depend on Jones and Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones and Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, bird, fish, or exotic animal friend. Jones and Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, they've always got tons of stuff on sale, so it's always worth the trip up to Jones and Company, and because it's a huge store, and I'm not kidding when I tell you there's just tons of stuff on sale. They also have the Preferred Customer Club, so you can get your little card. It keeps track of what you buy, and you spend so much, you get a discount. If you're buying canned food, you get free cans from time to time. If you're buying dry food for your dog or cat, as long as you're buying the same thing, buy 10, get the 11th bag free. So that's very cool. And they're delighted to say that they finally have launched their website, jonesandcompanypets.com. We've got links up on the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Stay on the homepage and you'll see a link. And so check out their new website, Jones and Company Pets. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones and Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle, every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Hope you'll join us every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Mary Gettin, animal communicator, is in the studio today. She's the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and we're discussing the story and all she's learned from the whales. You talked about so many things, but I have to reiterate that the book really describes the communication from the 90s. And I was interested in, because you talked about all strandings and all the different kinds of strandings and why and all of that, but there was no discussion of the Navy and the sonar and all of that, because I think you said that really became a real issue after all. So have you communicated with them about that, and if yes. That is truly a problem?
Yeah, that is a problem. That, you know, the Navy sonar is causing real damage to whales in their heads, in their ears. It's causing hemorrhaging, and there have been many strandings in the last 10 years where they have found various species of whales together on a beach bleeding from their ears. Mm-hmm. And they have been able to prove that it has to do with the Navy sonar. And there is even some thought today that some of the die-off in our local whales has been caused by those types of events out at sea here.
Yeah, and have you specifically asked Granny about those? What does she have to say about that?
Yeah, well, it's really bad. There was an incident in Haro Strait just off San Juan Island a few years ago where they were shooting off sonar, and the orcas were there. Granny was there. And it happened right in front of the Center for Whale Research on San Juan Island. So they got it all on video. And every time they blasted the sonar, there was a minke whale in the water that was coming completely out of the water. The porpoises were going as fast as they could. And the orcas were all huddled up along the shore. Just, they didn't know what to do. Mm. And I talked to her about it afterwards.
Yeah,
and
she
said,
what did she say?
You know, they were disoriented. They had headaches. Their echolocation was off. They couldn't fish. And she said this lasted for a couple of days.
Really? It
was long-term sort of disorientation. I mean, they were fortunate it wasn't the kind of sonar
that killed them.
That killed them. Because it could have very easily happened. And especially in an area like that where you're so contained, you know, you've got land on a couple sides, so you're getting the echoes back and forth.
So it really is important that we curtail this.
Yes.
Stuff.
Absolutely. I think that the Navy sonar is having way more impact than anybody realizes, because they're doing it in areas where, like I said, you don't get whale bodies washing up. And so this is happening out at sea, and it's killing lots of whales and dolphins and other critters, turtles and other animals. So
now I'm wondering, you know, the thought comes to mind that, you know, as profoundly intelligent and great communicators that these whales are, can't they just know where the Navy is and what they're going to do and stay away from there?
You'd like to think so. It doesn't seem to happen that way, though, and I can't explain that. I guess whales are not all-knowing and all-seeing. They're just out there doing their thing.
Well, and I wonder if it has something to do, like, because you had a lot of discussion with them, like you knew when you would be someplace or if you're taking a boat out. And it seems to me that every time you talk to Granny about saying, could you guys arrange to be there so we could see you? And she'd say, well, you know, we kind of like live in the moment, and we might be there, we might not. But, you know, we run into fish on the way, we might be hunting. It was kind of like, you know, well, we'll just have to see.
It is. It's always like that. And, you know, I did a special whale trip last month, and every time I do it, I get afraid that they're not going to show up, you know. And of course they did.
Yeah.
I had to go
through.
But
they won't promise you that
they will not promise you
that. Well, if it works out with our, you know, if we're there, we're there. If we're not, we're not.
I know. I have a friend in France who swims with these wild ambassador dolphins that hang around in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And we had talked to this particular dolphin, his name is Donnie, about her doing a video. Somebody wanted to do some work with him and to videotape them swimming in the water. And so he agreed to it. And yesterday I got an email from her. She said, oh, I'm on this island and I'm waiting for Donnie and the film crew is coming and I'm so afraid he's not going to show up. Would you please talk to him? And I thought, this is exactly how I get, because you just never know.
And, yeah.
But they always do show up. So.
Well, and you had, there was an experience you talk about in the book. It was a group of students.
Yes.
I think coming out.
Right. A group of students who had come from Cleveland, I think, to see the whales. And they had some conversations about animal communication. So they went out and they tried it themselves.
Yeah, didn't they? They had a little campfire at night on the beach or something. And they all kind of collectively
were calling the whales.
And the whales came.
Absolutely.
And it was a really, as I remember, I don't remember all the details, but it was a really profound experience that day.
It was. Two females actually brought their calves right up to the boat and just hung right there so that they could really see them and really connect. And, you know, it just touched these kids' hearts. But I just got back from a trip in Bimini in the Bahamas where I took a group down to swim with wild dolphins. And we started preparing for that ahead of time, letting them know we were coming. And then every day we would connect in and thank them for coming and, you know, just showing them a lot of love and respect. And we had fabulous dolphin swims. We were in the water with them 2-3 hours.
Nonstop. Now, I want to, before I forget, because dealing with our local situation here, you had lots of discussion with Granny, and not just about the, you know, like the sonar and things that bother them, but you talked a lot, because when you started these discussions, you were one of the only whale-watching boats out there going after them, and there wasn't a lot of whale-watching activity, and now, of course, you know, they're all over the place, but you talked to Granny about, do we interfere with them? Because, you know, we've been trying to control the whale watchers and that kind of stuff, and is it important for us to do that? And what did she have to say about, are we really a bother? Do we hassle them too much?
You know, she says that she loves to see us, and they do love to connect with us. And one of the things the orcas are doing are helping to raise our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of their service for this planet. The whale watch boats have gotten really good as far as giving the whales plenty of space. But the main problem that Granny said they still have is that the boats are with them for too many hours. Like you said, when I first was out there, we'd be lucky to find them, and we'd maybe be with them for an hour a day. But you've got high-speed boats coming out of Victoria now, and they start at 8, 9 in the morning, and they run until sunset. And so the whales have boats around them all the time, and it's not only the sound of the boats that disruptive to them, but it disrupts the fish patterns, and they're here trying to
So it is a problem. Enough is enough, and we're doing too much.
I mean, I think if we could cut down the number of hours we were out there so that they had more free time, that would be the best.
Yeah, yeah. So as much as we love them, you know, can be too much of a good thing. But, I mean, the whales really love to connect with us, apparently. But
they do.
It is the sound and all of that.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I think fish and pollution is a much bigger issue than whale watch boats. If you get down to what's really up for them, it's the food source that's the biggest problem.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors at the moment, and then we'll come back. And Mary had quite a discussion with Granny about spirituality. And in fact, I think the information she received that was so profound that, I mean, didn't you say at some point that you'd figured out how to reach enlightenment, and that was to come back as a whale
in your next lifetime?
So when we continue, we'll find out what the whales told Mary about spirituality, both their own and human spirituality and all that good stuff. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What is the Canaday way?
pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canaday. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canaday.com for more information.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel, Robin Alexis, at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. And I'm sorry to say that we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. My guest today is gifted animal communicator Mary Gettin. We're talking about her book, Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. And I think it's time to open up the phone lines and give away the last copy we are gifting today on Animal World. So here are the numbers. If you haven't jotted them down, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Out of our local calling range, our long distance toll free number is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. All right, Mary, you did get into a major discussion with Granny about spirituality. Both, yes. Whales and humans. So what did you learn from the whales? You decided, are you serious? You're going to come back as a whale?
Yeah. I'm absolutely.
You're definitely coming back as a whale, huh?
Enough of this working stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whales. She had a real disdain for working life. So that was one of the things we talked about. Whale masters and human masters. And she said that's a working life, being a master.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well, she did criticize it, the human life somewhat, in that we had, yes, kind of lost the ability to enjoy the moment.
Right.
And like she said, you can't, you know, to go out to bask in the sun, or I mean, to really appreciate
the moment and,
yeah,
to stay in the moment. And another thing about the whales too is that they're so non-judgmental.
Mm.
You know, when I've talked to them about things that humans are doing, she says, we don't judge you. You know, if there's nothing we can do about it, that's a waste of our energy.
Isn't that amazing?
To be angry or judging. So we just go about our business. We send love. We try and raise the vibration because that's what we can do.
And the whales get it, and you know, but we, so far, mass consciousness-wise anyway, we're not getting it. Many of us are and waking up, but they just automatically know. And look,
yeah,
at how we've trashed them and what we've done to them and their environment.
Well,
they don't judge.
No, they don't judge. And I think the gray whales are actually a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
We have hunted them to,
yeah,
extinction in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Twice almost to extinction in the Pacific, and yet they will come and meet with you at their most sacred time, their calving and breeding time down in the lagoons in Baja.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They will come up to the boat. They will let you touch them, kiss them. They bring their babies over. And to me, the gray whales are all about healing that separation between the species.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we've had, is it Doug?
Thompson.
Thompson, yeah. And his books about his adventures with the gray whales down there and so forth. And, of course, you've had many as well. But
and there was just that big article in the New York Times about the gray whales. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Search a huge article about the gray whales. Very good. And if you search New York Times... .com,
yeah,
probably.
I think it was just this week.
Yeah, and if you said it's been circulating through the animal groups on the internet, you may have gotten it already. But if not, you could go to the NewYorkTimes.com and
they are a prime example of non-judgmental.
Oh, I mean, because there people are out there in these little skiffs that they could just, you know, wipe them off the face
Absolutely.
Of the water real fast, and of course they don't, and they're sharing their children and all of that.
It's phenomenal. What's
quite
going
profound.
On.
Yeah. But it was amazing to me that they speak about past lives, multiple lives, you know, spiritualities and master serving and being more consciously mm-hmm. aware. There's no question. I mean, they absolutely confirm all of this. If you have any question, I mean, read what the whales have to say.
Absolutely.
Because they certainly make it very clear. And it was quite interesting because she was talking about master souls, I think. Mm-hmm. Was it in human form that there are some masters on the planet that actually aspects of their souls are incarnated in different
right.
physical bodies?
Like simultaneously.
Simultaneously,
yeah.
But that there are some that have mm-hmm. mastered being consciously aware of that.
Correct. Yeah,
Ooh.
And that, you know, eventually that will become more common, she says, for us as our consciousness grows, and that she is in that space where she may be operating different whale lives at the same time, which is a little bit hard for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I think
even
there's so
crack.
Much right, that we don't understand, and there's something
there
about that it really, things aren't really happening chronologically,
right.
that everything's going on at the same time, and there's all that quantum physics stuff, and I have to say, it's just above and beyond me, and
yes.
I don't really get it. I understand.
Yeah.
I know that it's real, and I know that there's so much that I personally don't understand. I don't question this stuff anymore.
No.
But it's amazing that this granny understands it all.
They do understand it, and they are, well, like I said, they're in that enlightened state, so they see everything from that oneness perspective. They don't get caught up. They're not swimming around angry that they were captured or that we're throwing trash in the sea. They're just saying, you know, well, what can we do to help them? What can we do to help them wake up?
Yeah, yeah. And didn't you ask her at some point whether or not she'd lived a human lifetime or wanted to?
Yes, I had. And she said she hadn't. And that she felt human lives were too limited. But that after this, you know, great connection that she had with us, she would think about it. But her son Ruffles said he had lives as a human.
And he even described them to you, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah,
some.
There's a little bit in there.
Yeah.
And but I remember, I think Granny said to you that she actually was fulfilling her need to understand humans through her relationship
right.
with you and Rafaela.
Right. It was allowing her to see what it was like to be human. And it was great for us to be able to see what it was like to be a whale.
Yeah. Well, see, and I use it. It's kind of cool to know, isn't it, folks, that, you know, this isn't just it, the end-all, be-all. You don't just die and it's over. You know, spirit is eternal, and we do have multiple lifetimes mm-hmm. in all kinds of dimensions, and then there's so much that we don't understand.
Right.
But it's free will choice. You get to decide.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I believe you
hey,
do
Gary,
get to
want to
decide.
Be a whale?
It's fun, Gary.
No, you probably want to be a dolphin or a seal or something that could play sports. Something, yeah. Or who knows? I don't know. Maybe you could be an agility dog or something, Gary. But it is, you know, I mean, we're joking about it, but it really mm-hmm. is quite profound to recognize this. And I know, you know, I used that with the hornets when I was talking about, you know, hey,
right.
guys, it's only one lifetime.
Right.
You know, you can come right back as something else. Only one lifetime. Let's see. You know, let's give it to the humans and the anti-venom. And darn if they didn't all go together.
Right. And when you look at life from that perspective, you don't get so hung up and so serious about these little things that happen day to day.
Yeah.
It's keeping that eye on the bigger perspective. And that's what really the whales have,
and
that
yeah.
perspective. And since reading your, I've told myself several times, Martha, it's only one lifetime. It's only one. How do you want to do it? You know, and right. And if you mess up, you can always do it again.
Oh well,
yeah, you know. Right, but it really is only one lifetime. And what Granny did say, like, she'd had 360 lives as a whale,
yeah,
or something like
it
that.
It was outrageous.
But how bizarre would that be to be aware of the different aspects of your soul incarnated at the same time in different bodies and to have conscious awareness of that?
Yeah.
And apparently someday we'll all be able to.
I think we will. You know, I have some memories of lives, and the ones I remember, interestingly enough, are animal lives. They're as a wolf and a jaguar, and I know I've been a harbor seal. I have spent so many years dealing with harbor
seals. I can see that in your
seals.
Energy, actually.
Yeah.
I can actually see that in your face.
Yeah. We asked Granny about that one day.
Oh, yeah?
She said, yeah. She showed Rafaela a picture of me with these harbor seal whiskers and spots.
Because I literally can see that superimposed over your face.
Yeah. I have such a close.
It's like when Ted Andrews, I was, you know, Ted Andrews in Animal Speak and Animal Wise, and it's incredible work.
Yeah.
I was just so blessed once when on Como, he was in town and he actually came in the studio. I got to do a live show with him. Oh my gosh, what a master. The guy is just magnificent. Yeah. But it's very hard to see him as Ted the human because he is so in tune and connected to the birds of prey that, you know, you can actually, his head, most of the time I was looking at a bird of prey. It was like, it was just spectacular to see his energy.
Wow.
And all of that. Magnificent man. If you don't have his books and don't let them his work help you, it's amazing.
Yeah, he's got great stuff.
But so very spiritually profound, these guys. And of course, I think you've had similar experiences with not just that you continue to communicate with the whales all the time,
mm-hmm.
and then we haven't talked enough about the captive whales, because one of the situations that really bothered me was Keiko.
Yeah.
You know, in the Free Willy business, and we spent all those millions of dollars to try, and you and I had a discussion of this off the air, and I'm wondering, is this, when are all of these, the activists, the people that really care, and the scientists, but everybody that want to free the whales, when are they going to learn that they have to ask the whales first?
Absolutely.
What they want to do, and it would save them a whole lot of problems.
Absolutely.
Because
Keiko
didn't want to go.
No, he did not want to go. He wanted to be with people. He was afraid to go. And he showed that to them again and again.
And he'd have been a happy camper staying in the bigger aquarium he had in Oregon. He loved it there. He wanted to stay.
Yeah.
They could have put their money into, like, somebody else.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
And there were others that were willing to go and wanted to go.
Yeah.
And that was so sad.
So it was interesting in your communications with Granny, because Granny was able to tell you, in some cases you ended up then talking, like you've communicated with Lolita.
Oh, yeah.
And you communicated a lot with Keiko. And,
Keiko.
And you tried to do your best to help him through this process. And how hard was it? I mean, he swam all the way to Norway, for heaven's sakes, to be with people. Again, he came in to be with people. And then what did they do? They took him out of there. And, of course, eventually he just decided to die.
He did. He died. I really believe Keiko died of a broken heart.
Yeah, because he wanted to be with people. Yeah.
And there were several of us communicators, Bonnie Norton, Teresa Wagner, that we would check in with him and just try and support him and say, look, we're still here. We're still here for you. We're so sorry. We're so sorry. We're so sorry.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's all you can say. Because we tried. We sent letters to people on that project, and they just didn't want to hear about it.
So if you or anyone you know are a part of these groups, because we know your heart is in the right place to want to help them and to want to help them go back. But it's really important that you help these groups that are so powerful and that have the money to do this, that they need to start talking with the whales, or, you know, having someone like Mary or talking to the whales, so that you truly are serving the higher good of that particular whale.
Because
they may or may not. Like, well, with Lolita, now she's still, we know that she's in a horrible environment, in a very, very small pen down in Florida.
Miami's Aquarium.
And she's pretty shut down, isn't she?
She is. She's been there since like 1972, I think, and She's by herself. She just has a little dolphin friend, and that's it. So there's still groups trying to bring her back to the Northwest. She's from El Pot, our local family. And, you know, there are people who are willing to put her in a penned-off area and feed her and support her until she could get strong enough to maybe rejoin the pod.
But this Miami group won't let her go, isn't that?
Not so far. But I did see something recently that there's a Hollywood crowd that's gotten behind the Free Lolita thing.
Ah. And didn't Lolita, I think maybe the first time you communicated with her, she said no.
No.
I think she was so shut down. But then you communicated again later on, and she said she'd like to try. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, see, in this case, anything you could do to help expedite that, folks, this would be good. But it's also then we have to keep the communicators in the process because you found out whales change their mind.
Of course.
And
they
get scared or they
just
get,
like
you
us.
Know, whatever. Or maybe they want this but not that. And maybe they just want to stay in this pen. They don't really want to go or whatever. But we need to be talking to them. All right. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then we're going to check in with Mary about, remember Luna and Springer? Those were the young ones.
Right.
We're going to find out what they have to say. And then we will talk more about what Mary does now and how you can connect and go with her on all these trips. And good stuff. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. They've always got tons of stuff on sale. They have the Preferred Customer Club where you get discounts and free stuff. And they've launched their new website, jonesandcompanypets.com. You can link that through the Animal World website. So get yourself up to Jones & Company at your earliest opportunity. You'll find them again on State Street in Marysville. And you can call them at 360-658-7817. 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are truly now winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. My guest today is Mary Gettin, gifted animal communicator. She's the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. And you can reach her if you would like to have a private session for her to communicate with your animal friends, or if you would like to join her on one of her wonderful trips to engage with these whales and porpoises and dolphins and all the like. Her website is www.marygetten, M-A-R-Y-G-E-T-T-E-N, marygetten.com. And her phone number is 360-459-4058. I will give you that one more time again before we close out the show. Mary, I promised a quickie on Luna and Springer, those two baby orcas in the area.
Right. Springer was from the northern resident community and got lost. Her mother died, and somehow she got separated and came down here into Puget Sound. And what ended up happening was the Fish and Wildlife captured her and mm-hmm. took her back up. But I spent a lot of time talking to her yeah. ahead of time, preparing uh-huh. her for that, to uh-huh. say that uh-huh. when they come, don't be afraid. These guys are going to help you get home.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, that kind of work, you know, people as communicators mm-hmm. can do that. And
yeah.
it makes such a difference. And when little Luna, who was from Elpod, he was actually hanging out in a bay up in British Columbia uh-huh. by himself.
Uh-huh.
I tried to get him connected up, and I could never understand really what that was about. He wouldn't come out of there, and his family wouldn't go in and look for him.
Huh.
And it was a very confusing time, and many people were calling me saying, can't you please talk to Luna? And I did for many years, and then I finally just figured, they know more than we do.
Yeah.
You know, he's
yeah.
there for a reason, and you know, I don't know if you remember, he ended up dying up there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I wondered often if he might be volunteering to be a captive and be with humans, but you didn't get that. You got just confusion.
You know, he was just hanging out there. He had just found a place he liked,
yeah.
and
so
he was afraid. He was yeah. afraid to leave. He was just a young guy, and he actually was huge because he would found a place with a lot of food.
No. Oh.
He was a couch potato.
Well, he did. All right. Well, let's leave the whale subject now, because you want to talk about some other creatures.
Yeah, the dolphins.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, orcas are the largest of the dolphin family.
Okay,
and
yeah, okay.
So I've spent a lot of time with them, but now I'm spending more time with smaller dolphins mm. like bottlenose and spotted. And I was lucky enough about 4 or 5 years ago to go down to the Bahamas with Dr. John Upledger, the founder mm-hmm. of Craniosacral Therapy, where he has a dolphin-assisted therapy program where they bring patients and the dolphins come in and heal them. Mm. Now, these are captive dolphins in a seawater, sea pen type environment. But it was really interesting to watch these dolphins work and to be able, for me as a communicator, to talk with them. So mm-hmm. I was a bridge between the patients, the therapists, and the dolphins. And while I was there, Dr. John and I did a lot of talking to the dolphins about their relationship with people. And they said that there really is this great sadness in humans that they are trying to heal, trying mm. to help us heal,
mm.
and that that's part of our journey as humans, to heal this sadness that mm. we came in with. And it's a big challenge for us. And they said that one of the ways we can do that is by calling on dolphin healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an energy that's available to us at any time.
Oh.
We just need to ask for it. And they said,
so that means just any of our listeners sitting at home can
absolutely.
Ask for help from the dolphins?
Ask for help. If you can get into the sea, that's the best, because the seawater...
Physically into the sea, that means, yeah,
into
okay.
the water.
With the dolphins, okay,
right.
That's the most powerful.
Or just the sea.
Or
you
just
know, around here, if you just
oh.
walk in up, you know,
oh.
to your knees.
And then ask.
And then ask,
oh,
because you're
cool.
connected then to the water.
Yeah.
They said, if you can't do that, even in your bathtub,
oh, get in the water.
Get in the water, because the water
oh.
is a medium that carries a lot of energy.
Wow.
But really, it's just getting quiet, calling out to the dolphins, asking for healing energy. And you can ask for energy that heals your physical body or your emotions or your spirit.
Mm.
And I think the dolphins themselves, they're more interested in opening hearts.
Mm.
I've talked to probably half a dozen of these ambassador dolphins in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They are lone dolphins who either stay in one spot or travel around and swim with humans. Absolutely mm-hmm. wild dolphins,
really?
Never been captive.
Wow.
Fungi is one of the famous ones. He's in Dingle Harbor in Ireland. But these dolphins, I've talked to some of them and asked them, you know, what are you doing? And they said, we're just opening hearts. We're opening human hearts one at a time, connecting with people. And that's their whole mission.
Wow.
And these dolphins are more like what, in a spiritual tradition, I would say like bodhisattvas, enlightened beings who choose to come back and help others.
Mm.
So they're just amazing creatures, these guys.
Yeah. Now, you on a regular basis take groups.
Right.
To do different trips with, and sometimes it's whales and sometimes it's dolphins or other things.
Right. I have to be around them at least once a year. I took a group to Tonga to swim with humpbacks.
Wow.
Which was amazing. But for 5 years, I've taken groups to Baja, to San Ignacio Lagoon, exactly.
So that's
with
the gray whales.
With the gray whales. And there's nothing like actually putting your hands on a gray whale and having them come.
I hope to have that experience
someday.
You
need to come, Martha. It's really...
I just got to manifest the money.
You do. It'll come. It's an amazing experience. I think it's one of those everybody should try and do in their life.
Have you got trips coming up soon?
I have one coming up in February 22nd of next year. I'll be doing it. It's just a 5-day trip to Baja. It's a wonderful place. It's on a point right on the edge of the whales. And you have whales 24 hours a day. So you're laying in your tent at night and you hear... night long, and you're drinking your tea in the morning, and they're breaching and spy hopping, and it's a magical, magical place. And then next year in May again, end of May, first week of June, I'll be taking another group again to Bimini, to northern Bahamas, to swim with wild dolphins.
Oh, wow.
I did this
year.
How
long a trip is that?
That's a week.
A week?
And it's a great opportunity to get your body in the water with a lot of different kinds of dolphins. We've had spotted and bottlenose there.
Oh, wow.
And just, they're so magical.
Now, and if folks want to connect with you on this, I think the best thing is go to your website, MaryGettin.com, and you send out a regular newsletter.
I do.
So, folks, you can go to MaryGettin. It's MaryGettin.com. Sign up for her newsletter, number one, because then you let everybody know when you're planning trips, and you send out emails about the Fairy Congress and stuff. Is that happening?
Well, it just happened. Yeah.
So we missed it for this year.
Right.
So next year it'll be...
Last weekend of June.
Okay.
All the info there is at fairycongress.com. Right.
Fairycongress.com.
F-A-I-R-Y congress.com.
Okay. And so it's MaryGettin.com. Sign up for the newsletter. And I'm sure on your website you have all your trips listed and all that sort of stuff. And if you need to speak with Mary or schedule a private session with her, because she does work privately as an animal communicator, and you work over the phone, so it doesn't matter where people are.
All the time.
So Mary's phone number is 360-459-4058. That's 360-459-4058. All right. Mary, I just thank you so much for coming up, and I hope this is the first of many visits here on Animal World. I look forward to having you back, and maybe if we don't get to it before, you know, maybe you can come back. I mean, after you do or before, and after you do these trips and share stories and all that great stuff, and keep us informed of the enlightenment coming from the whale and dolphin community.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I'm just sorry to let Mary go and stop, but Gary's going to kick us off the air if we don't stop. Do we have a Mystic Radio coming up? Okay, so we've got an encore broadcast of Mystic Radio coming up at noon. And next week on Animal World, it is, I can't believe it, the last Sunday of July already. Holy mackerel, time is really flying. And It is shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check on the birds up at Mollywood Avian Sanctuary. We'll check on the baby boom at Sarvey Wildlife Care Center, on the horses up at Equine Rescue, and new pet of the week, report from King County Animal Care and Control, and who knows what else we'll get to. And Sandy, thank you so much for your help. And those of you that got books, you will be getting those, and enjoy the read. And remember, you can get a discounted copy of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, from Mary's website, marygettin.com, only $11. Woohoo. All right, that does it. We are out of here. So as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always open your heart, be kind to all living things, and share your love with all of them. And we will talk to you again next week.